How's it going?
Pretty good, mate. How about yourself?
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, things are going great.
That's fantastic. The Phantom Witch, eh? That's the pretty cool. Another. The next episode, right, of Kid Fury.
You like that?
Yeah, mate. You're the guy the devil rejected because you're just too good looking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Great. Great film yet again, mate. You know, great action, and you know, it's a wonderful little series.
Oh, thank you so much.
And congratulations on the award too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I did not expect that, and it was a nice surprise.
Yeah, the film got a few awards, didn't it? The 4 awards.
We were nominated.
Oh, you're nominated.
But we won the most important one.
Right, yeah.
The action film of the year.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that particular festival or those awards. Have they been going a long time?
Yeah, they've been going on for a while.
Right.
They're primarily geared towards action film.
Right.
And action and horror and that kind of genre film.
Right.
And, because, you know, there's not too many that concentrate on that area.
No. It's very genre films usually have a tough time in the regular awards
right.
and festivals. So, you know, I suppose it's only fitting that they have their own type of award ceremonies that concentrate and focus on those particular genres, because, I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of action films, there's a lot of horror films, there's a lot of, films other than, other than the mainstream regular stuff, so.
Right.
It's good to see. It's good to see it's getting out there. And I understand you're off to another festival soon, too, in jolly old England.
So I'm heading over back this Wednesday. I'll be there for a week.
Right.
A couple of days of traveling. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, actual festival. And then I'll just try to stay a couple of days later, some sightseeing.
Sure.
But the festival sounds really cool. I think they're going to have a Q&A with Scott Adkins. Have you heard of him? Scott Adkins?
Yeah.
So I think they just finished a feature called Death Collector, and I think they're going to be doing a Q&A after the UK premiere, I believe.
Oh, cool.
So it should be fun, you know, and it's primarily geared towards fighting and action.
Right.
So it should be great.
Sounds fantastic. So Gino, in making this one, did it go? I mean, obviously you've already done the first installment, so this one go a lot smoother this time around, making the second installment.
It was so much easier because I had my director of photography in sync, and he knew exactly what I wanted, so I don't have to repeat. I don't have to repeat things twice.
Yeah.
And just give me a medium lesson shot, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and what kind of lighting that I like. All that stuff definitely comes in handy when you actually work with somebody and who's in sync with you.
Right, yeah, totally. So, I mean, this particular episode has a little bit more, comedy in this one.
I just try to always mix humor with my film, even if it's totally action driven, I try to add some humor to the subject. But for some reason, this one, it just kicked off when I was, sitting down and writing it on the computer.
Yeah.
And I was typing away, and sometimes you go, "Oh my God, this stuff just keeps coming out."
Yeah.
I just let it go. Yeah. And when you're having fun writing the script, then you know it's going to be great.
I
had a lot of fun. Totally. A lot of fun doing it.
The Kid Fury.
Timothy, yes.
Timothy, sorry, not Tony. Don't know where it came from. Yeah, Timothy. But is he enjoying enjoying the series and looking forward to coming back and doing more?
I think he might be going senior in high school this year. Yeah, he's got one more year in high school this year. And, this is, first acting debut, and he really enjoys it. And I think, the kid is very, very talented. He's a musician by trade, an incredible speed metal guitarist.
So,
Metallica and death metal music kind of. But anyway, you'll probably hear some of it in the film too, whenever you see action.
Yes.
And you hear him with the fast speed metal, and that's all his scoring.
That's fantastic.
Just put that in there, and it really added to the whole the mood of the film. You know?
Yeah. No, that's fantastic, and it always makes me think of Seven, the movie Seven, when I said, what's in the box? What's in the box?
It's not that.
Yeah.
I swear.
It's not someone's head.
Yes, I will try to reveal that soon.
Yeah.
Probably by episode 5.
Episode 5?
Maybe
okay.
4 or 5.
Four
Maybe
or five.
4 or 5, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I got one more episode with the... when the Phantom Witch pays back for Master Khan's dirty deed.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that one should be fun.
Yeah, but it's probably not going to be someone's head, though.
No, it's too small.
Yeah. That's great. So how long, Gino, do you really see the series going? Or how many have you planned for, anyway?
Originally, I just planned on just one.
Just one. Right.
And then, yeah, just one.
Right.
And then, but the idea just kept on popping in my head. And I just said, well, you know what? I asked the producer, David Hong, and I said, do you want to do some more? And I got some ideas. And he said, yeah, let's do some more. So from then on, I just kept on writing. And then I got up to around episode 3. And then I think I could probably wrap it all up probably by episode 4 or 5, at least the finale of it.
Right.
And who knows where you can go from there, right?
That's true, yeah. Sky's the limit. Yeah. You're only limited by your imagination, as they say.
Yeah. Exactly, right. We can just keep going.
Yeah. And how's everything on the movie front with yourself? You got any other big movies in the pipeline you're looking at?
No, that's a tough one because I do have two finished scripts that I need to shop around, and I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to hit that pretty heavy starting probably by beginning of the year, but I'll start prepping by the end of the year.
Right.
Film appointments. Yeah, I have been talking to some producers. You know, they really want to do it, but it's really hard to get financing.
That's always
the hardest part, getting that financing.
Yeah.
And so if you can get that going, yeah, definitely I would like to do a follow-up of The Weapon of Choice it's called Blade Fury. I think we talked about it last time.
Yeah, we did.
Then, who knows? You know, if you can get that going, that'd be great. And then I do have some other scripts that I'm working on, and hopefully get that to fruition. And then if that takes off, then do that one first. So it all depends.
Oh, that's good. I thought after that last one you did, I thought the offers might have been beaten down the door to get this guy in some movies, huh?
Thank you very much. You know what? It's one of those things where I have to actually be super aggressive and hit the pavement on that too, and try to get in a Hollywood agent and go for him. And I didn't do any of that because I'm also busy with my school.
That's right.
And, the school is bread and butter, you know, so it's really tough to make money doing acting or, you know, making movies and stuff unless you really hit it big.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like anybody else, you got to keep one foot forward, you know, and it's ongoing and take another step.
Yeah. It's like playing the lottery, the film business, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because there is luck involved, too.
Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Even if you got all the right, everything, all ducks in a row, all aligned, definitely takes out the, have a super duper luck on your side. And if that happens, I think, you know, anything could happen. So.
Well, Gino, it's been good to talk to you again, mate. A fabulous second installment of the Kid Fury series. Well done on the award for that film. Good luck with the festival you headed off to. I hope that all goes well for you.
Thank you so much.
And
love talking to you.
It's fabulous talking to you, mate. Good luck with your school and everything. I hope that all goes well. And yeah, good luck with your scripts too. I hope I hope the powers that be see the wealth and the worth in your wonderful work, and keep it up, mate. You're an absolute legend.
No, thank you so much, Kent. I really appreciate that coming from you.
No worries, mate. And like I said, if I ever get over there to Frisco, I'll look you up and come and say g'day.
Oh my gosh, please do. That'd be wonderful.
All right.
Or if I come to Australia, what city are you in?
Well, I'm just outside of Brisbane in Queensland, so the Gold Coast. You've probably heard of the Gold Coast.
Okay, I'll give you a ring if I ever head out that way.
All right. Sounds cool, mate. We'll get together and have a beer. And...